News. I'm Chris Foster. 1,300 people have now died with COVID-19 among 86,000 confirmed cases in the U.S. President Trump tells Fox's Sean Hannity some less hard-hit regions could get back to business sooner than others.
You'll take the Farm Belt. You'll take certain states that aren't badly impacted, you know, where they have almost none or they have just a little bit. You take a look, you know, some of these great states in like Iowa, you take a look at Idaho and you take a look at Nebraska.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tested positive for the virus but says his symptoms are mild.
Prime Minister posting a message on Twitter saying he will continue to lead the UK government's response to the outbreak.
Be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team.
Johnson saying he's self-isolating at his home in Downing Street.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced that Alabama public schools will finish the school year through distance learning. The State Department of Education is working on plans that may differ between school systems. This could include online learning and take-home packets. The state of Alabama now has more than 500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 4,000 people have been tested across the state. And a major concern with coronavirus testing in Alabama is access in rural areas. Macon County EMA Director Frank Lee says he is not aware of any public testing sites in Macon County. He says the lack of testing sites isn't just an issue in Macon County. He's heard of similar issues from other EMA directors across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
The fog issue has abated, but there's still some clouds out there. But I'm looking at the latest satellite picture of the GO 16 satellite, and looks like the sun will burn through, and we'll get enough sun to get the temperature up, I think, to 90 today, which would break the record that has stood for 110 years. 89 back in 1910, and yesterday's high was 89. We had a record yesterday, so another hot one today. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, I think we're at 90 again. The record is 87, partly sunny skies. It's still March. I have to remind myself. Chances of some spotty showers late Saturday night, first half of the day Sunday, but many towns will get skipped. And not as warm on Sunday. Upper 70s, though, is still above normal for this time of the year. The normal high is 72, for heaven's sakes. Then showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. That storm system needs to be watched carefully, and we will. Right now, this morning, it's comfortable. Calm winds, 70 degrees at 9:05. So, hot day yesterday.
Yeah.
You had the top.
Hot day yesterday.
You had the top down, right?
I did. That was a mistake, though, because of the pollen.
The pollen in the car?
Yeah, that really was a mistake. But, you know, I'm feeling good today. I took a long hot shower, got all that out.
Good. A lot of people are sniffling, and when you sniffle these days,
you get some looks from people.
Yeah, you get some looks, but a lot of it is the pollen. Which has been just awful this year. But, you know, what are you going to do? A lot of people are homebound, and I know you got a lot to talk about this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that. Looks like U.S. has most confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world.
More than China. Stock market is down.
Because we can believe everything the Chinese Communist government tells us.
Exactly. They gave us the right numbers, right?
Exactly. Right. It's not like we're burning people to death or anything like that.
Exactly. All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
You too, Rich.
You too, Rich. News and Views begins in mere moments, folks. We're going to try to have a little fun here in the midst of this crisis because it is Friday. There might be a bit of frivolity in the air as well as, you know, infectious disease. So we have to be careful. We're sanitizing the studio.
Yes, we are doing lots of
sanitizing. As I speak, I've got this this rag here.
It's called a towel, Joey.
Sanitary towel, wipe.
Yes. I worked at McDonald's. You're not allowed to call things a rag. In fact,
is that offensive or something?
Yeah, I was like...
What, does it offend the gypsies?
14 or 15 and, you know, work at McDonald's, have a whole paper hat thing, and I asked somebody to toss me a rag, and the whole store stopped. We don't say rag here, it's towel. I was like, oh my God, what world have I stepped into?
I'm that would just make me want to say rag more.
Exactly, exactly. Like, don't touch your face. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Here, News and Views starts officially in just a few minutes.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The Spring Planting Sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning,
Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. I talked to Jack Campbell last night. He's doing all right, too.
Yeah, I have some people asking about Jack Campbell.
You probably need to call him here. I don't want to catch him by surprise, but I'll text him to see if he's decent enough to come on the phone.
It's Friday, so we can get loose with it.
Exactly. U.S. surpasses again China and Italy with the most confirmed cases of COVID-19 infection. Over 550,000 cases worldwide, 86,000 cases confirmed here in the United States. We're up to 1,300 deaths.
Yep. Now, do you think it has anything to do with us having more test kits than we had, say, a couple months ago? Really? You think there might be a correlation between test kits and you got it or not?
I think when you actually start testing, there is... Well, you find out more information. I think knowledge here is key. Knowledge will give us power. I think what's freaking people out more than anything is the unknown.
Exactly.
So people try to fill into the unknown and the uncertain modeling and projections and their best predictions, some more informed than others, some models better than others.
Right.
Though, did you watch any of that task force press conference yesterday afternoon?
I missed that. I was real estating yesterday and actually meeting some of your fans.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. I met some fans up at the lake that are fans of Joey. They're listening to you yesterday. They're listening to us right now, I bet.
Well, hello, fans. Do you remember their first names?
It's Patty.
Patty.
She's a wonderful, wonderful person and her husband.
Hey, Patty. How's it shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I watched this task force press conference.
Did it make you feel better?
It did, actually.
Good.
I'll say this, folks. There is an attribute to Donald Trump. He is hyperbolic.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch him, and he's definitely a BSer.
Oh, yeah.
But because he is that way, you can tell, even when he's BSing and trying to sort of get through something, project confidence, you know, like, I know everything. I have the best words, the best brain. We're gonna keep winning and winning until you get tired of winning, even when it seems like we're losing. It's just a long trudge and a little bit of suffering, so the winning is even that more sweet. You can even tell when he, though, is projecting all that confidence, and that's part, it's always been his style. I've noticed in some of the past few press conferences, you can read through that, and you can tell he's not exactly certain of where we're going.
Right.
just like when you watch Governor Cuomo or you listen to any of these folks who are supposed to be leading, we don't know. And you can have all the political confidence in the world, just confidence in yourself and the American people and our ability to respond to something like this. And still, the unknown being there, some sort of insecurity is going to shine through. And I've seen that a little bit. And here's what I mean by it, folks, is that Trump at certain times during Q&As, as well as opening up these press conferences, he seems like he's sort of meandering through.
Aloof.
Like, we're doing our best here. I met with these people. I'm hoping for by Easter. It's a lot of aspirational stuff. Yeah. It's a lot of hope. It all seemed to me to change. Maybe he got more sleep. I don't know. But his demeanor seemed to change for yesterday's task force press conference. And he seemed much more confident in a genuine way. Wasn't just projecting confidence. Yeah. He actually seemed more confident in our ability to actually come up with a clear metric that will inform policy on the economy going forward. And then not just Trump, but Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci also seem much more confident in that we're getting more data together. We're actually figuring out, okay, here's where these hotspots are popping up, and here's where the spread from the hotspots is going. We're actually finding the ability to map this now.
Right, right. They have enough data where they can actually track it.
And I'll have to pull it up here. Dr. Birx really dressed down the media to a certain extent. In particular, there was these headlines going around saying hospitals and doctors around the country are considering mass do-not-resuscitate orders. Now, and Dr. Birx really said, hey, you know, you might talk about that as a worst-case scenario privately as a hospital administrator, but to run that as a headline, as a serious reality at this time, she says, not Joey talking, this is Dr. Deborah Birx, that's irresponsible.
I was going to say, that's incredibly irresponsible.
We're not at that point. Now, if you believe a lot of these projections, it depends on which projection you pick and what your model looks like, we might get to that point. And that's, again, what's scaring people.
But I just don't know, Joey. I don't think we'll get to that point. Look at these other countries, how hard it hit. Now they're saying we have the most.
Right.
We have more than anybody else. It has tapered off with everyone. With every country, it has tapered off. Now, and their ability to handle it is a lot less than ours.
Right.
So, again, I think we might hit a peak, but I think it's going to rapidly drop off. I don't see this as they're trying to say that, you know, the U.S. is fixing to die from coronavirus. It's getting ridiculous.
Well, I think what we're finding is that it's not as deadly as we thought.
Right.
Actually, the number for the lethality rate is less than 1%. However, it may be even more infectious than we thought. Okay. And also present, most people who get infected are asymptomatic. This is why, and I'll pull up Dr. Birx here in a second, but this is why they really want to get the testing for antibodies.
I really want to see that. I want that myself.
So either they've gotten the complete how much it's spreading wrong, or they've gotten how big the population who's already had it is. They've got to figure out exactly how this virus is working is the bottom line. And that's the thing. We don't know exactly how it's working.
It takes time.
As we're getting more information, we are starting to understand it. The health professionals are starting to understand it. And I think that will better inform our policy here, especially opening up the economy. Now to this $2 trillion rescue package.
A lot of money, bro.
Yeah, you know, what I might say here is unpopular, but everybody wants that money.
Yes, they do.
I get that we're in a crisis. The government has shut down business by these necessary, I suppose, precautions due to this virus.
And I think it's halfway responsible to do that. If you didn't and you just, it would be very irresponsible to keep going as if nothing was happening.
As the president has been saying, nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault. I'm not even blaming past. You know, China could have done more, but I'm not even blaming them. Yeah. So I get the idea that, hey, let's help people out. Something that was nobody's fault. This is a tough time. We essentially shut down the economy to stop this in its tracks.
Yeah.
However, the more I look at this bill, the more I'm very skeptical. We're finding more and more things about it. If you're a mid-sized business and you take loans, like any sort of government giveaway, There are strings attached to how your business is going to be operated. I don't love the idea of the federal government getting in bed with large corporations and buying some of their stock, kind of what the Obama administration did with GM.
But now, I agree with you on that. I'm very skeptical about it. But do you think past results, like they did with GM, in the end, did they not keep GM from going out of business?
They kept GM from going out of business, but I think that kept jobs from moving and migrating south. You would have seen more Hyundais, more auto production in the south.
Coming this way?
Yes.
Well, that's happening anyway.
It's happening anyway. I think you would have had more.
Yeah.
Because there would have been plenty of auto manufacturing opportunities, but the problem with GM is they got themselves in trouble. They didn't actually wrangle with their own budget.
And that is a problem. Being in the automotive industry, you see how money gets wasted sometimes just crazily. And
right.
Then they'll say, hey, we got to cut back on wages. You're like, wait a minute. You know, I see how money just gets, I hate to use the term, but peed away here, and you're talking about cutting wages back. So I can see how big automotive manufacturers like GM, Ford, for that matter, the way they spend money, it's kind of irresponsible.
I suppose what I'm saying here, let me give the bottom line, is obviously the headline is if you make 75 grand or less, you're an individual, you're going to get $1,200.
Yep.
If you have children, you're going to get $500 for each of your children.
But what if I'm a 1099 employee?
I mean, you still, if you make less than 75, you get $1,200.
I understand it, yeah.
On top of that, you will get payroll tax deferment.
That's what I'm all about.
All of 2020 that wouldn't have to be paid until the end of 2021, half of it, and then the other half until the end of 2022, I believe.
If you want to give Americans a break, cut back on what you're taking out of my check.
Right, and I have no problem with that.
That I'm good with.
But think about the cost of this bill, folks. We're giving, say, individual Americans $1,200. Individual Americans, say, middle, lower than middle class, working class, these sorts of things.
We're giving it to them or we're giving it back?
Well, we're giving them that money, but at the debt cost taken out for each American is $6,000.
No, that's crazy. That sounds like...
So for each American per capita, you're having $6,000 added to your debt taken out on your behalf by the federal government, and then up front you're getting $1,200.
See, that's why I would rather have, instead of giving me $1,200, you say, hey, Eddie, for the rest of this year, we're just going to suspend the taxes on the money that you make.
Right.
That way it doesn't cost the federal government up front, like you're saying, $6,000 per person. And it puts money in my pocket. And I'm not saving it. I'm just going to turn around and give it to Blue Water, or I'm going to give it to the Donut Man, or I'm going to,
What's going to turn out with me is if they give me $1,200.
I know what you're doing. You're going to buy it.
No.
K-37.
I'm going to turn around and give them, I owe nearly $3,000 to the federal government because it's no surprise. I'm not going to tell you the exact figure, but my income went up when I took this new gig in the morning. And so because of healthcare subsidies are done annually, they want all their subsidies back, even though I was just doing my duty to get rid of my exposure in the health insurance. Ridiculous scheme. But so I'm very much worried that what we're doing, and we're going to pass it. I'm sure the House is going to pass it. Whether Thomas Massie or Justin Amash comes up and says, hey, you got to do an actual roll call. We're not going to let you do this by voice vote, unanimous consent. Whether or not that delays it a little more or not, this bill's going to be passed. The president's going to sign it. It's the reality.
Oh, sure.
It also has in it all not just strings attached to the money for companies who take money. It also has all sorts of just, let's give money to the Kennedy Center and public broadcasting.
$75 million.
The National Endowment for the Arts.
I don't have...
Because when I think of fighting a virus, I mean, let's have more art.
And
I love art, but
that's
give me a
problem.
Break.
That's the problem with bills in general is, we need this. So everything, and you know it's going to pass. So I'm a senator going, hey, you know that pet project I've been wanting? You know, I've been paid to make sure it happens. We're going to slip it right in. That's the problem I have with our process.
And I guess here's my position. This bill will pass. It's the reality now.
Yep.
In the short term, it'll make my situation better. It'll make most of you out there listening your situation better in this very tough time where business has cratered, where 3.3 million people now have claimed unemployment, where there are conversations in the hallway and outside the bathroom and over the phone of this person lost their job and this person's been furloughed and I had to take this pay cut and I gave up my vacation time so somebody could be paid while they are sick. All these conversations are going on, so understand how difficult it will be, and it will help all of us in the short term to get through this crisis, to have all the stuff this bill is proposing. That said, we're doing what we've been doing, just to more of an extent in this crisis. You know, crisis like this, black swan events like this, bring out the best and the worst in us. And one of the worst long-run problems in this country is not only are we living off of all the infrastructure, the wealth, the knowledge, the processes built up by our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our parents. We're living off the past. We're also now feeding off the future.
Oh, certainly.
We're feeding off the carcass of the past and the future, and at some point the meat's going to be off the bone completely. And we're going to run out of this game. So, America, we're going to tax that credit card. We're going to have negative interest rates, essentially. We're going to not just make crony deals with corporations and mid-sized businesses to keep them running in this economy afloat. We're also going to make all of you cronies so you'll shut up about it. And again, it'll help all of us in the short term in a difficult time. And the bill is the reality. But in the long run, you're getting $1,200. You might get $3,000 if you're a family of four, let's say, a little more. But how much debt has been taken out in your name in the long run? And it's something we have to get serious about. If this economy comes back, and I expect it will, I hope it will very quickly, we'll have this V-shaped recovery.
No doubt.
As soon as we get back, it's time to start putting our house in order. Because we can't, if another crisis like this hits, we already have people on the left saying, nationalize the whole medical supply chain.
Right.
Nationalize all sorts of manufacturing. Oh, and by the way, let's do Medicare for all. Oh, and by the way, let's do the Green New Deal. I mean, we spent $2 trillion to help us through this crisis. Why not spend trillions more? We can just print more money.
Well, you saw your girlfriend AOC had, she was a little bit upset.
Any.
Well, y'all broke up, I'm sorry. She's upset because we're not giving money to immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. Now, come on.
Well, we got to save the world.
Where does it end?
Right.
And I agree with what you're saying. This is a short-term fix. But I think we put ourselves in such a corner, we have no choice but to do this.
But
we need to come, when we come out, like you said,
yeah.
Somebody needs to start that conversation of let's get our house in order.
But then also, thinking about just electoral politics, and I hate to do it, but it's a reality.
All right.
When does this unemployment insurance run out? When do a lot of these deals run out? 3-4 months from now?
All right.
3-4 months from now, what? April, May, June, July. Then you have August, September.
What's coming up?
And something's happening in November 2020. What is
Turkey Day. We're having Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but we have Thanksgiving. It's not just unique to 20. We have Thanksgiving all the time. And I'm looking forward to a good Turkey Day. It'd be good.
Let's see.
All Saints Day? That
that's
happens in November.
Yep, that's coming up.
Yeah, for all you good Catholics
that's
out there who want to pray to Mary.
That's true. Now's a good time.
Wait, oh, no. There's a presidential election.
Is that this year?
Yeah, and there are elections in November.
That's coming up, huh?
So if all this government largesse that's helping us out of this crisis expires, just say, a couple months right before an election, do you think the Democrats in Congress might say, these greedy bastards, these Republicans, don't want to support you anymore in your time of need? The crisis is still ongoing, folks. Watch. It's coming.
I can see that, Joey.
It's coming.
That being said,
and we got to shout them down right back at them. I'm just saying, expect the fight.
Sure, but it depends on how big we come back, bounce back.
Yes,
and I know that's what do we say, 5 months, 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
So, in your honest opinion, if things get a little bit worse than they are now, and let's say next week we start to flatten out on the coronavirus infection. Do you see our economy still being somewhat somewhat shaky ground 6 months?
It'll be shaky in 6 months. No, I don't think. I think we're going to recover.
And I see where you're going with that as far as your Democrats are going to be hollering that.
Right.
But I think they're going to be hollering to an empty audience.
It might not be shaky in terms of the general numbers.
Okay.
But it might be shaky in the sense that a lot of people are deciding, hey, I'd rather be unemployed.
That's where I worry right there. If I'm making $800 a month now and the government's fixing to cut me a check for $1,200, do you think I'm showing back up for work that Monday after I get that check?
Right, which is kind of what we want people to do here in the short term.
And I'm not
sick, stay home.
I'm not trying to be rude or funny or anything, but that's just people in general.
Right. It's incentives.
I've done it myself. I've had a crappy job one time, and I got my tax refund.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? This gets me, you know, in reality a week, but this gets me for 2 months. Yeah. So I quit my job because, hey, I had a little money.
It's just... it's frustrating to see that we are in this terrible situation, and it's more the long-term sins of the nation, yes, so to speak, are playing out and giving us just a menu of bad choices, decades of, I think, foolish government policy, as well as the education about our civic nature, who we are as a nation. The American values now are comfort and security. They're not necessarily life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Now, it makes sense. What happens, you take life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and you emphasize life, life,
right,
life, life. And it's not just pro-life, because there are a lot of people who want the comfort and security who are, say, as they call themselves, pro-choice.
Right.
But you take life, say, well, I not only want to be alive and have my life protected from invaders, foreign or domestic, or anybody who would harm me or kill me or pick my pocket, my life also should be comfortable. My life should also be secure. And you emphasize that more and more. And as life becomes more modern, more luxurious,
yeah,
I mean, it really does pull at your heartstrings. Why shouldn't you take care of that person? If we can.
If you can.
Right. So I'm just worried about the long-term effects here. We're going to do this in the short term. We're all going to be a little happier in the short term. We're being made good in the midst of this crisis, and I'm not going to complain too much about that. But if we don't get our house in order after this crisis, what happens when the next one comes?
Yeah.
And then we need to get into this press conference that happened yesterday. I think we are turning a corner here, slowly but surely, as we understand more about this virus. And we will be able to respond to this effectively in many parts of the country. New York and New York City are a whole other issue, but I think even there, they're going to be able to respond more effectively than anywhere else in the world.
Well, I will say this. I'm very proud of the fact we have Donald Trump in there, because we're fighting this on two fronts.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting it on the health front, but we're also fighting it on the economy front. We're not letting the economy go to crap before we go, oh boy, what are we going to do now?
Well, and I'll say this, mentioning electoral politics again. If we get out of the hole economically and we get over this and through this tragic crisis,
mm-hmm,
in a health sense, and we do so defying the expectations and the doomsayers on the mainstream media and the critics of the president, if we get through this and his numbers are already good, he's reelected.
Oh, no doubt.
And so my question is, after you're reelected, Mr. President, what are we going to do to get our house in order? Because we're taking out the credit card now. What happens next? And then also, after we do that press conference, talk about what we're doing with the virus, continue to break down this $2 trillion bill, see what the House does today, as well as what's happening more in our area of the country, in Louisiana, in Georgia, and Florida, in terms of the virus, we need to get to a very serious subject.
What we got?
Everybody's pent up at home.
Yep.
They're probably watching a lot of Netflix.
Yep.
And if you are not watching Tiger King, you are culturally bereft.
You need to watch that. You will be locked in. You know, yes. I'm so excited watching this, Joey.
It will enrich your soul.
It will.
In a very counterintuitive way, but it is such an American story. It's a story for our times. It brings up all sorts of fascinating issues about people on a political level, psychological level. And hey, there are big cats in it, like
lots
crazy
of big
cults
cats
of personality. Just weird, idiosyncratic, only in America stuff. If you're not watching Tiger King on Netflix, I've watched two episodes, you got to start. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. This hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 239-6036. That's a number you need to call if you want to get 40% off for the month of March and all videotape transfers to digital format. Why not preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future? Don't let them deteriorate and go to waste. You got to preserve those memories. When you call 279-6036, 279-6036, you got to tell Dan Black and the team you are, in fact, a News and Views listener to get that 40% off. Thank you to Dan Black, the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Restore the power in your car with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one bottle, get one free. Plus, double O'Rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then
welcome back.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228. Karen just messaged me saying, call me bereft or what you will, sir. I'm listening to talk radio until about 8 p.m. Well, I'm not going to fault you for that, Karen.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I keep listening to talk radio. And then I either watch the ID or food channels.
My wife watches a lot of that ID channel. I think she's secretly learning how to kill me and get away with it.
Yeah, that's fine in terms of, like, you know, everyday TV. Like, I watched the whole thing about, like, violent chimpanzees.
You've seen that, too?
It's crazy.
Dude, watch your face.
Yeah, they are, like, against other chimps.
Yeah.
And fighting other, troops of them and tribes or whatever you want to call it.
That's the craziest.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But, Karen, these aren't normal times. You can't just watch the Food Channel and Iron Chef America.
You're going to run out of food.
Oh, I know you want to beat Bobby Flay, and you want to see what sort of odd medley you can put together on Chopped within 20 minutes. But, hey, these are uncharted waters. And when there's a show like Tiger King on Netflix.
Get me going.
Eddie, you said you wanted to preview the show,
yes,
folks.
Let me pull this up. All right. If I told you there's a guy named Joe Exotic who's a gay zoo manager with two husbands, and he isn't even the craziest part of the show, do I have your attention?
And it's not a normal zoo, really. He has 227 tigers.
Mm-hmm.
227 tigers.
Full-sized tigers.
This show goes into the odd world, and it is odd, of people who own big cats.
Exotic animals.
Exotic animal zoos.
And you remember in the beginning, the guy, I think it was a psychologist that came on there and said, people that kind of do this exotic animal thing, the tiger people are different than the bird people.
Right,
the bird
than
people,
the monkey people, or the snake people.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? There's a whole nother world that you dive deeper?
Folks, this is crazy. It's so American, too. It's like arguments over property rights versus endangered species and save the animals, but the save the animal people are just as cutthroat, if not as corrupt as the folks who believe in their private property. You come on my property, try to take my tigers, it's going to be like a little Waco.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's an actual quote. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to watch this show. If you have Netflix, watch Tiger King.
Now,
it beats watching the task force every day and more of the news. We will respond to this threat. I'm not happy that we're in this situation to begin with. I don't think anybody is. But
this is some great escapism. Now, Joey, what state does most of this take place in?
Well, Oklahoma. Well, Joe Exotic's in Oklahoma. Then the weird, like, almost Buddhist guy.
That dude.
He only hires young women and essentially he's like he's running a cult. He's like married to four or five of them.
Yep.
Not legally. That's not allowed. But it's crazy. Then you have the Florida nexus.
Florida.
Where a guy used to be like a cocaine kingpin.
Yep, that whole weirdo guy.
He said, I got into drug dealing and selling cocaine because of my exotic animal habit.
Exactly. I mean, he got busted, man. He's done time.
I know. It's such a great documentary, folks. If you like murder, thriller, crime, it's also just American interest stories. It's such a good show. I've only seen two episodes. I'm hooked. I'll be watching more of that this weekend. That's your homework, News and Views listeners.
You will not be disappointed.
But let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Quickly, I thought that I heard you say earlier about the mortality rate from this particular virus.
Yes.
Did I understand you to say that it was 1% or less?
I think it's going to end up that we're going to find that, yes.
Well, you may be right with increased testing, but we all know for this particular calculation, without widespread testing, the denominator is probably larger than what we've detected as being positive. But with the data we currently have, globally, it's been hovering around 4%. And nationally, if I looked at it correctly today, it's gone up from about 1.4 to 1.5.
Right, around where South Korea was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope to see that go down. And we really do need increased testing. The entire population, pardon me, does not necessarily need to be secluded.
Right.
If you know that you're negative, your workmate is negative, there's absolutely no reason why you can't be working.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to come with time, and it'll come with the decision to open up our workforce incrementally so that we can get back to generating a normal economy.
Well, and let me be clear, even if it does turn out the denominator is bigger and we have a lower lethality rate, even lower than 1%, if this thing is more infectious, say, than the flu, then we still have a problem with overrunning capacity for hospitals. So, I mean, the task at hand continues to be drug therapies that keep people from having long hospital stays and needing ventilators while upping capacity of ventilators and personal protective equipment, everything the hospitals need. Mm-hmm. And if we can keep doing that, I'm really hoping these drug trials will work. One thing Dr. Fauci said yesterday, Ken, that was fascinating, is that, yes, vaccines take a long time. You got to go through phase one, phase two. Mm-hmm. But right as they're getting out of phase one into phase two, they're now going to drug companies and telling them to manufacture all these trial vaccines. So once you find the one that works, you've got plenty of stockpile to start administering.
Getting a head start, to speak. That's very wise. As General Keane said this morning, leadership requires smarts, but it also requires some spine.
Yes, amen. It does.
So hopefully we're going to see that, and hopefully there'll be enough of those in the House of Representatives, meager though it may be. But unless one of your libertarian buddies decides that he wants to make a grandstand out of this particular vote.
Yeah, Thomas Massie or Justin Amash might just do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it will have accomplished, hopefully, it will have accomplished something for his own psyche, but it's not going to do anything for the people that need the money as a stimulus out here. Small businesses, big businesses. Oh, and incidentally, you mentioned about about buying back stock. I understand there's a prohibition in this legislation about any buyback of stock, and there's also a cap on salary and bonus increases for any execs.
Well, it's what I said earlier, though, Ken. I think in the short term, this will help a lot of folks, businesses, mid-size, large, small. It'll help individuals. But I think in the long run, this might create a lot of problems, too.
Well, printing money always does.
Yes, sir.
And then you build in moral hazard for some of these big companies. They're like, oh, again, we're too big to fail. It may create more problems politically. Like, hey, you gave away money. You know, we have a new crisis now.
I wrote a lot of letters 10 years ago about that particular phrase in some of the arguments. There should, if we have laws against monopolies being too big to function in our economy, then there should be no such thing as too big to fail.
Right.
If they want to get that big, that's fine. Let those companies take the risk. The taxpayers are not obligated because of their gross product exceeding a certain number of billion of dollars that we are then obligated to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will take hold with people like Senator Cruz and some others. But right now, we got to play with what we've got. And what we've got is no vote yet on the dadgum legislation to get the economy kick-started. And then you guys and your grandkids can wonder about all this printed money that's going to be due somewhere.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. Appreciate it. Hey, and Ken, do you have Netflix?
No.
Okay.
What is on that you...
It's a show. It's a documentary called Tiger King. It's one of the most fascinating documentaries, like, what, six episodes?
I think there's six episodes.
50 minutes long each.
Yeah.
And it's about the world of...
Exotic cats.
Yeah, big cat, exotic animal owners. And it's the most American story I've ever seen. It has murder mystery intrigue, has property rights versus public interest intrigue. It gets into weird cult-like psychology. Like, it's the most
divorce,
entertaining, fascinating, informative things I've ever seen.
Missing millionaires.
I'll arrange to check it out.
You won't be disappointed again.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Take care, bud.
272-9228. Got to hit another break here. Yeah, it's just, we'll get through this, folks, but I'm trying to look towards the future because there will be one, and we got to be careful of the precedents we set today, but I think it's a foregone conclusion whether or not Thomas Massie or Justin Amash holds it up. This bill will pass, and we'll pick up the pieces later. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
Dropped in to see what
condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. Getting this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. If you want to get 40% off on all videotape transfers to digital format, but you got to tell Dan Black and the team, your News and Views listener, to get that 40% off. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios sponsoring this hour of the program. Also, this part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. Now, because of the coronavirus outbreak, the pandemic, they're trying to be COVID-19 compliant. Of course, they're sanitizing everything like crazy as a gym. And also, they've now decided not to accept any new members because they just want to keep it to the small group that is there, you know, less than 25 people in the building, 6 feet apart, all that social distancing going on. So they're not going to accept a bunch of new folks coming in. But if once this crisis lifts, folks, you'll want to be lifting over at Express Fitness 24/7. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, 3331 Harrison Road, Express Fitness 24/7 at Hogan's Gym. It's great having Express Fitness there now that, you know, at a place that's been around for so long. So many people have been to that Hogan's Gym building and worked out there. It's almost an institution here. They've been fixing up the building. It looks great. So consider, once this crisis has abated, why not stop by Express Fitness 24/7 and come, you know, come work out with me. It's a lot of fun. Check them out online at expressfitness24.com. See the Harrison Road location, but also the many locations around the River Region. It's a great deal, month to month, no long-term contract, single sign-up fee, then that month-to-month rate. And you can go at any time, 24/7, once you become a member. Thank you to Express Fitness 24/7 for being a great sponsor here. Really appreciate them. So 272-9228. Very quickly, if we have time here, see how long this is. Yes, this is Dr. Burks.
Okay.
Yesterday, and this was her essentially taking the doomsday media to
taking
task.
Them on?
Yes, and a lot of these predictions. Let's listen to Dr. Deborah Burks.
I'm sure many of you saw the recent report out of the UK about them adjusting completely their needs. This is really quite important. If you remember, that was the report that said there would be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in the United States. They've adjusted that number in the UK to 20,000. So half a million to 20,000. We're looking into this in great detail to understand that adjustment. I'm going to say something that's a little bit complicated, but I'm going to try to do it in a way that we can all understand it together. In the model, either you have to have a large group of people who are asymptomatic, who've never presented for any test, in order to have the kind of numbers that were predicted. To get to 60 million people infected, or of 6 million people infected, you have to have a large group of asymptomatics. Yep. Because in no country to date have we seen an attack rate over 1 in 1,000. So either we're only measuring the tip of the iceberg of the symptomatic cases, and underneath it are a large group of people. So we're working very hard to get that antibody test, because that's a good way to figure out who are all these people under here and do they exist. Or we have the transmission completely wrong. So these are the things we're looking at, because the predictions of the models don't match the reality on the ground in either China, South Korea, or Italy.
Exactly.
We are about 5 times the size of Italy. So if we were Italy and you did all those divisions, Italy should have close to 400,000 deaths. They're not close to achieving that. So these are the kinds of things we're trying to understand. Models are models. We're adapting now to the reality. There's enough data now of the real experience with the coronavirus on the ground to really make these predictions much more sound. So when people start talking about 20% of a population getting infected, it's very scary. But we don't have data that matches that based on the experience. And then finally, the situation about ventilators. We were reassured in meeting with our colleagues in New York that there are still ICU beds remaining, and there's still significant over 1,000 or 2,000 ventilators that have not been utilized yet. Please, for the reassurance of people around the world, to wake up this morning and look at people talking about creating DNR situations, do not resuscitate situations for patients. There is no situation in the United States right now that warrants that kind of discussion. You can be thinking about it in a hospital. Certainly many hospitals talk about this on a daily basis. But to say that to the American people, to make the implication that when they need a hospital bed, it's not going to be there, or when they need that ventilator, it's not going to be there. We don't have an evidence of that right now. And it's our job collectively to assure the American people that it's our collective job to make sure that doesn't happen. Right now, you can see these cases are concentrated in highly urban areas. There are other parts of the states that have lots of ventilators and other parts of New York State that don't have any infections right now. So we can be creative. We can meet the need by being responsive. But there's no model right now, I mean, no reality on the ground where we can see that 60 to 70% of Americans are going to get infected in the next 8 to 12 weeks. I just want to be clear about that. So we're adapting to the reality on the ground. We're looking at the models of how they can inform. But we also are learning very clearly from South Korea and from Italy and from Spain. Just a final, because I know many of you will look up my numbers. The only people who are over really 1 in 1,000 cases are people that have very small populations like Monaco and Liechtenstein. So you will see a different number coming from when your population is really tiny.
So the point here, folks, is that they're collecting more data, and it's now actual numbers, not just models.
Right, it's not just guessing anymore.
Right, and it's the guessing that is freaking people out. And sure. It, like we talked about Tommy Tuberville, we've talked about with other folks on the show, it's best to prepare for the worst and then hope for the best. And I think as we see more and more data, as well as the ability of the American healthcare system to show their ingenuity, to flex and to respond and to innovate, the American people and the American medical system is the best in the world in human history at innovating and figuring out a problem.
No doubt.
So have a little faith in that system, if not the political system.
Don't have faith in it.
More news and views after this. We'll be talking to Ray Bowles, Bradville Carpet. Come back in, start up the second hour. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
In the house.
Be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's